Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me.
You are now tuned into the Boxing Voice Radio. Join us every Thursday and Sunday, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Another morning edition. Good morning. Good morning going out to everybody. It should be morning just about everywhere. Maybe not the UK. Shout out to Idris in the UK. Yeah, man, I woke up feeling like we needed to talk. I know that the hipster isn't here, but he definitely has to feel exactly the way that I feel. We've had numerous conversations on this topic. And I know you're asking yourself, well, what topic is that, Ness? What exactly am I here so early in the morning for? Well, I think that we're all suffering a bit of withdrawal. You know, you, me, listeners. We've come to expect so much from TBV in terms of output, activity, you know. We try to be a Leo Santa Cruz type of podcast around here. Margarito, kind of workman-like, you know, lunch pail under the shoulder and just keep it moving. And obviously because we have goals that we're trying to reach on Patreon, we've had to dial back some of that free content. But I'm sure, like myself, you're suffering. So many topics we could be discussing. So many things we could just be touching on. And you know, we can't because we have to bite down. We have to try and meet those goals before we lose guys like Matt and Sean Zatel and, you know, whoever else will get a more lucrative, enticing offer to go work with another publication as it's happened in the past so many times, right? But I think I have a solution. I think more episodes like this, the way that you received this information, aka through the bat signal, I think that we need to do this more frequently for every spontaneous topic the way that we did in the past, and let those topics be sent out personally to our patrons so that they can come on and discuss these said topics spontaneously with us, and then we release it to the public so that they can continue to view it and find the Boxing Voice. And here is why. I want to make the privilege of participating on those spontaneous, otherwise known as extra shows, to be for the privilege, since they are supporting the brand and you know, ensuring that we stick around. But then I want to, a day later maybe, or after the live show, release it publicly to the public. Why? Because we still need to grow and we still need to continue to find new callers that you guys, you know, fall in love with, new participants of the show. We're about at 48,000. Let me see here. I want to say 48,000, maybe 500 and something. 531. So we're about 470, 469 away from reaching 49,000. And you know, that's the goal, to continue to grow every single month, you know. But we have to continue to give you guys the bulk of the work that we do, again, because you are ensuring that this podcast and this brand stays out here. And why? Because we all love boxing. This is why you're here. This is why you support, because you love this sport And there's really nothing else out there like The Boxing Voice that is, like I said, Leo Santa Cruz-ish without any problems. And I want to go back to that. I like work rate. I like outworking. I like being on top of every topic, you know? I miss it. So I'm hoping this is the solution, right? I'm hoping this is the solution where we continually grow Patreon. Why? Because, you know, in order to participate on those live shows, you're going to have to be at least a $3 patron where you buy us a cup of Dunkin' Donuts. You know, Matt and I don't do Starbucks. So, you know, for $3, you get us a cup of coffee and you get to listen to all the spontaneous shows. Like, I have one lined up for later on today for our patrons, and it's going to be on Andre Ward. And whether or not, well, let me just give you the title, right, and have you prepare, have you get ready in your mind mentally for what is to come. Where is it? Uh-oh, am I playing the wrong one? That would be very bad. No, I'm not. I don't know why it's not showing up, but it's on Andre Ward, all right? And I think it's titled something like, is Andre Ward pound for pound after this Kovalev fight? So we shall see. We're going to be doing that spontaneous show. And yeah, we just want to continue with that. Sometimes there's all these great topics that we would love to touch on. But again, we have to be strong in holding to our word and trying to focus more of the energy or at least a good percentage of that on Patreon to keep the foundation solid. Speaking of, a lot of content this week. So remember that until they come up with a better solution, it's an endless scroll. So if you're using the app on Android or iPhone for Patreon, remember to just scroll down. There is plenty of stuff. We've put out about 3 new Canadian sparring. They've stepped it up out there. They've seen Team USA sparring, and, you know, they turned it up. So you could check that out. Then we just released an all access on the Hipster, giving you a sneak peek into his camp. Shout out to Fern Gully, Info Joe, JP from Long Beach, Santiago, the whole West Coast TBV fam, Leslie B out there. And yeah, definitely a lot on Patreon. We also have that iTunes only Patreon feed, which I updated. I definitely finally figured that one out. And episode 6 is out on the iTunes Patreon only feed. Yeah, episode 6 of TBV Overtime, the Boxing Voice Overtime, which is every Thursday and Sunday immediately after the show. And you guys know how you get that special invite if you're part of the Patreon family. And you get to participate in that. And I think that that's what we need to do moving forward. What up, Coach? What's going on, brother? Coach, you gave me zero advice, man. I mean, you know, I need some advice. Oh, he just gave some advice. He says, I'm not going to lie. Based on the sparring I saw, it seems like Team USA might be taking 2 L's. And who might that be? Who's losing on Team USA? I'm guessing he's going with Matt and Enrique being the weak links. Matt and Casual have some work on their hands. Yes, and Casual's not really getting it. He's busy on a set right now. But he might be locking in a very huge guest, which would be amazing if God can bless us that way. It would be awesome. And we can have this gentleman on the show speaking boxing with us. Don't forget to check out my co-hosts. They have their own Patreons, you know, Mixed Combat Media. If you're into MMA, that's there. And, you know, Boxing Fan Apparel, man, the Cash Wheezy line. He's really going all out Kanye this time around. We also put out Bruce and Castle Hill Gill, the New York City ambassadors, film study that we did on Sergey Kovalev versus Andre Ward. It's out on the YouTube channel and on the website, theboxingvoice.com/videos. If you want to catch me and Hipster Hunter, score that one round by round. That is there. So Fern Gully in the check, and Fern up early over there. I wish the hipster gets up as early as you do, my friend. What's the weather like? And how's it going? You know, who else is on the check-in with us? We got Fern, Coach Mitty, and Idris. Damn, we're thin on the show. I don't know. See, this was a spontaneous show. Now, you imagine if this was a live one, like completely live, right, to the public, it would have some legs on it. You know, we would get some callers. But, yeah, it's like I said, we'll do this private, intimate, and then, you know, boom, I'll release this and make it public later, and they can watch it on the replay, on the on-demand, you know. But we definitely have to give our patrons the privilege of, you know, being kind of first, because without you guys, there will be no us, you know. And listen, some of you guys have been here for years, all right, and you know, as much as people like to complain and things like that, it's going to be hard to find another Matt. Matt is no joke, all right? We don't want to lose Matt, so I think that we need to all ensure that Patreon continues to grow, because you remember Steven's coming out here too from the West Coast, and that's only going to strengthen the TBV crew and allow the content to be even better. But these guys have to be able to support them. So let me see. Your sparring was good. Your style is good. Keep your distance, though, and watch for the overhand right. Your left is a bit low. I know. I got hit with like 3 overhand rights, bro. It was you know what it is? It's stamina, let me tell you. Once that kicks in, or should I say once that releases and you're all pooped out, yeah, you start to look really shitty. So I've been working on trying to throw more punches a la Margarito and Leo Santa Cruz, kind of what we're talking. Cut West, what's going on? Good morning, my friend. I'm happy to see you there, bro. Happy to see you. Got your secret bat signal message, and you're making the chat even thicker. Well, we got Idris here. He says Farmer versus Davis. You know, I seen that. Davis is actually pushing for it now. He's telling Tevin, don't even go through the IBF Eliminator versus Billy Diblis. Just do it on the Mayweather-Conor McGregor undercard. And Tevin Farmer's saying no. Why? Why make it – why do it that way? We tried to do it your way. It didn't work. We're going my way. So, and, you know, as a mandatory now, he'll get a smaller split, though, I believe. I wish Matt was on the show. He's the one with all those details. Shout out to Larry in the chat, man. What's going on, brother? Everybody finally starting to wake up. Yeah, so I'll just double back and reiterate. Larry, I mean, you're kind of a guy that this really affects, right? And not in a bad way, but you were pretty much a person that participated on every single spontaneous show, hence being here at 9:57 a.m. East Coast, you being a West Coast guy. What I am suggesting, because we need to simultaneously continually try to grow not only the brand and the YouTube channel, but as well as the Patreon, which is our foundation at the moment. But by obviously doing more Patreon content only and trying to, you know, stick the podcast to just Thursdays and Sundays, which is our normal days, you know, it's always been. But we've grown accustomed, I'm hoping you as much as I, to jumping on top of every topic and discussing it with you guys. And, you know, finding out how you feel, letting the world know how we feel, and just staying on top of every single boxing topic that we can. So I wonder if you guys don't mind doing it this way, right, where you receive a private link. Let's say Broner Garcia, it's official. It's in Barclays Center. That's the title. You receive it in your official Patreon bat signal phone, and it tells you, boom, Boxing Voice going live in 5 minutes. You have the special link. You know the number. You call in. You can obviously get your takeoff. You know, the line will be shorter, you know, because it would be Patreon only. And then once we're done, then we release it to the public. And, yeah, they still get to hear Larry, and they still get to hear Cut West and Idris. Your call still is going to be known to the world, you know, but it'll just make the show run a lot smoother on those non-Thursdays and Sundays, right, where it will just run smoother. It will be a shorter call list. And, I mean, think about it. When we do the overtime, you hear the calls. When you weed out the, you know, first-timers, not that I don't love them, but, you know, they're a little nervous. Then you get, you know, you get your weirdos. We got a little bit of everything. But when it's Patreon only, it's well thought out, conversation coming, and we're zooming by callers. There's no waiting. It's just a nice, tight, knit-run show, right? So I'm wondering if we can do that for multiple topics. Can we do that for every spontaneous topic that we did in the past? But it's a Patreon-only thing. And then once we're done with that live portion, then we release it to the public. And they'll be like, shit, I missed this show. And it's like, well, you actually didn't miss it. You missed it only if you're not part of the Patreon family. So that's my idea. In order for us to, I guess, not have to go through withdrawal, because I'm just being honest, you know. Yeah, I'm taking calls. Coach, call me up, brother. I'm just being honest. I'm going through withdrawal here. I'm seeing these topics, and I'm like, fuck, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about that. And, you know, just waiting on Thursday is a motherfucker for me. This is my life. And I know there's a lot of you guys that are just like me that, you know, you would rather speak on topics daily. See what we got here from Fern Gully. Says, yo, I still get nervous as hell, low-key. Nervous about what? Okay, well, at least Fern Gully likes the idea. But what are you getting nervous about? Let me see. Farmer is underrated. Man, he is underrated, but I don't know if he has the power, right? Like, you know, he's been beat before. Pedraza beat him. And, yeah, it was young in his early in his career, but Pedraza beat him, and he doesn't have the power of, you know, Tanky Tank Tank. So we'll see what happens with that one. All right, Idris, so you like the plan. And that's what I'm wondering, man. You know, we'll keep this particular episode Patreon only so that people can, you know, continue to listen to it. We got about 215 patrons there. So we still need a little bit more of our Patreon family to check this out, digest it, think about it. But I think this is the best solution. I think we jump on every single spontaneous topic the way that we were doing in the past, but we do it privately, Patreon only, you know? And then we make it public to the public, and, you know, and they'll feel left out because they didn't support. And at the end of the day, they should, because, listen, you know, we're putting in tons of hours. And, you know, I mean, What's $3? It's a cup of coffee, to be honest with you, man. So, you know, it shouldn't be that big a deal. Hopefully, we're just trying to reach those goals so that we can continue to bring you the best coverage. I mean, look, that trip to Texas, it wouldn't be able to happen without Patreon, and it did. It definitely strengthened the relationship with, you know, Earl Spence, and then it even opened the door for with Robert Brandt. I mean, obviously, you know, Brandt had said his brother put him on the show and he had been listening and things like that. But at the end of the day, Coach, what's up? Let me see if I call him back. At the end of the day, you know, it builds relationships to be able to go to these fighters' gyms and be involved in their camp. You know, they appreciate that. And that takes funds, you know. That takes funds, but that can be divided amongst thousands of listeners, you know, thousands of listeners. If I mean, shit, if thousands gave a dollar, we'd be okay, right? And we'd be able to cover every single fight. Like, look, we want to get to the part. Imagine we get to that goal of the 12,000. I mean, we can make the appreciation nights free. People don't have to pay, you know, but that last appreciation night costs 10,000 just to do. you know? So these things take money. They take money. And I want to dedicate my time, obviously, to the people that believe in the why. And the why is why we are all here. We're all here because we love this sport and we love to discuss it, you know? What we are, we're just a platform to give you a voice. And the how is every day me and Matt grind. And to be honest, I keep reiterating it because it's true. There's been many, many versions of TBV and different hosts, but Matt is, he's my Robin, and I don't want to lose him. Let me go out to Coach Mitty in the UK. Coach, what's up?
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up, brother? What do you think of the idea, man? Because I'm over here like a crack addict, brother. I'm fiending to be discussing all these hot button topics that come flying across my feeds.
No, it's a good idea. You know, it's a good idea, but I don't think you should do it like too often. It should be like sporadic, because you still want to have like your flagship shows, and you still have like access to a lot of people via YouTube. But once in a while, for very, very hard.
Coach, you cut out there a little bit.
Like you suggested, like have like a closed group. Hello, can you hear me better?
I hear you now. You closed out just a little bit.
Sorry, I'm at the airport right now. I'm actually coming to your to New Jersey, actually. So
what? When?
Yeah. Now I'm taking a flight in about 2-3 hours, and then
what part of New Jersey?
For a week or so. Jersey City.
Oh man, we gotta hook up, bro. That's like next door, man. You want to come to the gym?
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know.
Oh shit! How much you weigh, Coach?
I'm 160.
We're going to put you on Enrique. You're going to be able to teach Enrique everything he needs to know. Beautiful, beautiful. Man.
Let me tell you, Ness, like, you know what you guys are doing with the border wall?
Yeah.
It's actually good, right? And, you know, I like it when people just get in there, get in the ring. And people that would not generally, like, box, like, on an amateur or professional league, right? So it gives you a good idea. And this is actually what I do. I organize like white collar fights, like 12 nights a year, and we get people from everywhere. People working in the financial industry just want to have a fight in front of like 600, 800 people. But it's perfect, man. It's good, and I'm glad that you guys are doing that, man. You
know? No, Coach, man. Let me tell you, brother. It has definitely changed the way that I look at things in terms of boxing, the way that I critique the sport. You know, it's made me more humble for sure. I mean, it takes a lot to throw those punches. To be Leo Santa Cruz, that is a job in itself. Listen, speaking of the gym, Coach, that's amazing you're coming down. Don't forget to contact me. Remember, just get in some Wi-Fi and then hit me up via any social media that we have. Obviously, Patreon being the fastest way to get a hold of me. I'm going to cut out of here. I got to actually go to the gym. I just, like I said, wanted to talk to you guys. I woke up with this idea, and I'm thinking this is the answer. From the looks of the few people that are here already, you guys like the idea. Shout out to Marcos Domingos, Santos Torres, and we got Punch Junkie and Oscar Martinez, who both just joined in. I don't know if you heard the idea, but you could always press rewind because I do got to cut out 7 a.m. out in the West Coast. I know, Punch Junkie, I know, but that's why you're here. And see, the way you got that notification, that's how you're going to get it, man. I think we're going to go back to the old days, except it's going to be Patreon only. We're going to do those spontaneous shows. We're going to give you guys what you want. The lines will be shorter, but then we'll release it to the public. So they'll still get to hear not only our thoughts, but your thoughts, which is what they really love, the opinions of our callers. They understand that this is the voice of the people, and this is the voice of the people hotline. And I want to go back to that, even if it's on demand, kind of, right? In the sense that they don't get it live like you do, but they'll be itching to, like, wait, why the fuck couldn't I call into this one? When was this live? I missed it. I didn't get a notification. And it's like, yo, you got to jump on Patreon, because at the end of the day, Patreon is our future. It's our foundation. You know, we got guys like Steven coming from the West to the East. You know, we got Matt, who, again, is one of the best, and his transition would be smoother the more that we grow. Not to mention, I would love to eliminate the ads, right? Imagine we got to the goal, we could just strike the ads. We don't need them anymore. We would be self-sustaining. Why would we need to interrupt you with advertisement so much? But right now, it's a necessary evil. Jeez, I got some shoulder pain. I'm supposed to be sparring in this and bullshit. But yeah, I'm out of here, guys. I want to thank you again for joining me. And remember that the Boxing Voice Patreon is our future, present and past. Without it, we won't be able to be here. And this is a self-sustaining podcast, meaning you, the listener, keep us out here. And we appreciate it, obviously. And when we reach those goals, like I said, we would get rid of those ads, and those TBV appreciation nights would be absolutely free to the listener, especially at the very least to the Patreon, you know. Let me let you guys go, and see you later on today. We're going to be discussing what – make sure you check your Patreon messages, because we're going to be sending out the back signal. We're definitely going to be doing an Andre Ward show. So later. Arrivederci.